Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Mentalists. Since his all-conquering One Man, Two Governors, playwright Richard Bean has been on something of a roll, to put it mildly. Pitcairn at the Globe, Great Britain, his play about the phone hacking scandal, the book for the ridiculously short-lived musical Made in Dagenham, and a revival of his debut play Toast. Now comes a new production of this two-hander that premiered at the National in 2002, and it's full of the laugh-out-loud funny observations for which Bean is well known, and which were honed to perfection during his years as a stand-up comedian. It stars Stephen Rodri and Stephen Merchant making his West End debut as lifelong friends Ted and Morrie, respectively, who arrive at a less than salubrious Finsbury Park hotel room to record a video for Ted, who believes he has discovered the route to a utopian lifestyle after reading a book by an American behaviourist, and he wants to share it with the world, in exchange for the obligatory cash donation, of course. Not a great deal happens in the first act, to be honest, with things mainly revolving around the setting up of the camera and preparation for filming. But things are kept alive by the banter between the two, and mainly their diametrically different views of society. Merchant gets most of the best lines here, his frustration at the way the country is going to the dogs demonstrated for him by everything from the craftsmanship of the hotel door to the room service menu. In the second act, the laughs continue. One line by Ted about cheese balls is an absolute classic. But things now take a decidedly dark turn as we learn a great deal more about this pair and the circumstances that have really brought them to this time and place. There's a nice chemistry between Merchant and Rodri, although Merchant is very much Merchant, and it's not a stretch for a man who is a stand-up comedian himself to deliver these lines in his familiar West Country accent. The Mentalist is a small, well-crafted piece with some delightfully funny lines, and the tipping over the edge into bonkers land is a nice touch. But as things turned darker, I wasn't altogether convinced by the jeopardy, and the lack of real tension resulted in a rather flat ending to what had otherwise been an entertaining 90 minutes. The Mentalist continues at Wyndham's Theatre until the 26th of September. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.